The most recent voice I've piddled with is one that I had the most trouble with. It's a young fellow that I call Ludi Jr., and I try to explain him. That's his picture there. I try to explain him on the back cover as a young fellow trying to tell the truth. Thus, he is roughly the first half of Ludicrous. So I call him Ludi Jr., Ludicrous Jr. Half scamp, half prodigy, half imp, if you can imagine all three halves making the whole, whose mind takes off in various directions. And I'd like to read just two or three of these. Most of them have rather long titles. I was messing with the long title. During the sermon, Ludi Jr. dreams of the girl in the next pew. How her long blonde hair must follow her everywhere. When she sits down, the hair settling itself in place, not daring to move until spoken to. When she enters the dime store, the hair reaching out and down to examine the cold cream. In Potter's grocery, the hair polishing the apples, catching their fire. And at night, oh, at night, the tip ends, sparking the linen.